Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Cindy Bentley. I'm here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where we've got several inches of snow. And I'm enjoying the peace that snow always brings. After a gigantic day yesterday, we had an 11/11 day yesterday, which was a portal. And I'm going to talk about that just a little bit, and then we'll go into the show, which I'm talking about and teaching some exercises for increasing your vibrational frequency. And we all want to be able to hold a higher frequency. Yesterday, when I woke up, I felt like I was not grounded. And I know a lot of us work on staying grounded, but yesterday I went through the day and I kept trying to ground myself, but I was, when I doused and checked myself, I was totally clear and I was totally grounded. But I was so aware of everything, and I was moving my energy from one place to another in physical form. And you guys can think about this and then we can talk later. But when I'm taking call-ins, and we do have several call-ins now on the line. So when I was making it through the day, and then I had someone who wanted to, that was supposed to come over, and I said, you know, texted me, said, I'm going to come at this time. And I said, no, come at this later. It was because it was all I could do to get through one errand or one moment to the next moment. And I still had little things on my to-do list, being the Virgo that I am, before they got there. It was kind of interesting, though. I never felt fear. I never felt anxiety. I felt clear that I was absolutely and totally empowered. And that is my wish and my desire for every one of you who are listening and every one of my clients that I work with. I want you to feel and know your power. I want you to know that it's up to you if you want to buy into the three-dimensional world or you want to let it go, because most of us are absolutely letting it go. And yesterday I said goodbye. There were some issues, some things that are coming up that I'm having to make some judgments about, and I'm not saying they're judgments. I'm going to use a different word because I want to keep my vibration up. And that's one of the things each of us desire to do as we continuously grow our energy in the new earth. And one of those things is observing our thoughts. And I'm going to get into that. But first, I want to read a little bit about 11/11 that was yesterday. And this is from a little short note from Diane Canfield. And I know a lot of my clients and a lot of my friends are keeping up with her. She's made a lot of advancements over the years that I've been following her on her website. She does bring in some high-level information. So I want to read this. She says, happy 11/11. So it was a big portal yesterday. And I'm still feeling a little of it today, but I'm feeling really happy and content. The energy of 11/11 is one of complete immersion into oneself. This is needed as we of light continue to move into higher dimensions. Awareness, love, and higher creation and higher clarity, our knowledge is increasing. We must continually recalibrate our consciousness to the new levels of awareness that are flowing to us now. I'm going to read that again because, darn, if we didn't make the show today about holding higher vibrational frequencies, and that's exactly what she's talking about. We must continually recalibrate our consciousness to the new levels of awareness that are flowing in. So that means staying alert. Be the observer of your emotions, be the observer of your thought forms, and know that you have the power and the choice in what you believe, what you feel, what you think. You can delete it. This takes a lot of solitude and going deep within ourselves. And I talk about this every week, and that's why I have the meditation at the end of the show, because you're more open then, and at that time, that's when we can quiet the mind and allow the divine beings to enter in and adjust whatever needs adjusting to our thought forms and our consciousness to help us live in a higher frequency, which is my goal for myself and everyone that's listening. This continuous calibration anchors the higher awareness into our light to be able to take in even greater levels of light. So we're building ourselves. Oh, that's exciting. We are definitely building ourselves and helping ourselves be the divine truth of who we are, which is high level divine pieces of God volunteered at the very high level to come in and help this planet to achieve ascension. And that's what we're working on right now. So that's from Diane Canfield, which I love. And then I got another one from a lady that's been my client for probably 15 years. And she is in Asheville. Let me see if I still got it. It was really, 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 really good. Yes. And this was from Raven Sinclair. And, oh, my gosh. She's another one who I've followed for many years and who is making a gigantic difference in the world. And she sent a picture in her article of Happy 1111, and she says, the wait is over and the world is changing. And the world changes as we do. And that's the truth. But she sent a picture of a double rainbow. I had that over my house, and I posted it a few weeks ago. I had double rainbows right over my home, and it was fabulous. And she had the same thing near her house yesterday, which is so beautiful. So she's talking about the Temple of Ascension that's happening, and that she says, what have we been waiting for? That we need to experience in our own life the feeling of anticipation, not that we're waiting any longer, but that we now anticipate that we are saving ourselves, that we're bettering, that we are higher light beings, that we have vision now, that there's nothing outside of ourselves that is our savior. It's the inside of us. And we really, yesterday, and we still have some of those divine energies influxing all that we are now, the big influx. And so what's happening now is we're still getting some of that 1111 energy. And I'm going to work with that at the end of the show to do a gigantic healing meditation and for each of you to bring in even higher levels of this new energy that's coming in from the portal of 1111. And we've got to really be clear that what we want is for our highest and best. We need to really be clear that we're going to let go of what is not the truth of our soul. We can't hang on to it anymore, guys.
we tried to tweet it and we tried to make it better and we got delusional trying to make ourselves think we have to, should, must, and that's not the truth of who we are. We are divine beings who are surrendered and allowing divine order to show up at the very highest level, and we just sit back and allow it to happen. We sit back and allow all these things that are gigantically good to come forth. And I'm still working on my good. I know I can. I got it good, and I'm getting it better. And so it's a process. As we learn how powerful we are as divine beings, as we learn that as we take care of the inside of who we are, and we find peace of joy, and then we focus on that, and it grows to bigger and bigger from the inside, and it shows up on the outside. And one of the things that wonderful Esther Hicks talks about when she channels Abraham Group, there's lots of wonderful information for anybody who wants to align themselves and get some help with holding a higher frequency. It's the Abraham Group with Esther Hicks. She has tons of YouTube videos and lots of books. But one of the first books that I read from Abraham was called Ask and It Is Given. And she says over and over again, nothing is more important than feeling good. In each moment, choose to feel good. I love that. And so I want to tell y'all, if we're observing our thought and it's not a good thought, you have the choice to sit in that bad thought, or you have the choice, you can enhance the thought and make it better. And she gives lots of information in her books. I'm not going to go through everything that she gives, but there is ways, and in my book too, the book that I have on Amazon, How to Shift to Fifth Dimensional Living, the celestial being, which is who we are as divine beings. Each chapter has affirmations to help us let go of that negativity and judgment of the three-dimensional world that's set patterns in our lives that's caused us to have negative things and dark things happen, but also it caused us to increase our growth and awareness. Well, a few years ago, we decided that we could ascend and grow our light without pain. And we talked about that with the books from Eckhart Tolle in Living in the Moment and The Pain Bodies. So we know we can make a judgment about ourselves when we're in pain, and we can look at that and decide and make a decision that we no longer want to hold that in our energy fields, and that we no longer desire to be pushed or grow. We no longer desire to grow our light with pain. And we're not going to do that anymore. We can't take pain with us to the fifth dimension. That's not the truth of who we are as divine beings. So the choice that we have now to grow our light is to feel good. But that happens from the inside out. So when things, and there's things that happen around us and to us that we can make a decision how we want to react to that negative situation, that feeling, those words, that observation that we've made. And one of the, I'll give you guys some of the affirmations that I use and some of the words I say to myself. I get caught up sometimes in wanting to know the outcome, wanting to know that things are going to be better or not. And so I let it go. and I say, this is in divine order. It's one of the things I say. This is all for my highest good. I let go of the outcome. And in this moment, I choose to feel good because I know in every moment I am divinely cared for, I am divinely guided, and I can find joy. So when, and it takes practice, guys, this is not something I did overnight. And those who have worked with me know how I talk to you about every morning when you open your eyes, the self-talk that you have in your mind must be shifted to a positive outlook for the day. I've woken up and thought that I needed to cry just a little bit. Well, I'll say, okay, Cindy, you can cry. I don't know what you're crying about, but cry for 10 minutes. Then let it go and continuously move forward in joy. Because I am not seeing through the eyes of the divine. And what is limiting me is this mind of mine. And we do know that when we're in divine order, and we're walking the walk and talking our talk, that miracles, magic happen. Miracles happen that are magical. And I tell people all the time, they'll ask me, well, how did that happen? Well, how did you do this? Why did you do that? And I said, because I live in magic. And to live in magic means that you're fully surrendered and you're fully accepting magic in your life, and that there are no barriers to your heart's desires. There are no barriers to your joy. Everything is working at the highest level. So we need to kind of say these things to ourselves over and over again. One of the things that Raven Sinclair says, the wait is over. And each of us who have been on this journey of ascension have a deep knowing that there's only two questions that are relevant to us now. Where am I? And what time is it? Because we don't know what time it is, because I can't keep up with the time. And, you know, I apologize to people, and I tell people, if you come to my house, never come early. Try to be late. and because I'm just flowing. And so it's about flowing ourselves. If we've been waiting for some big event to happen, to change ourselves, to change the world, to improve our health, to help our families, that's now. We take responsibility now to be mindful of the balance of ourselves. To live in this world and look at our physical form as a temple, and that all of our life is a celebration of co-creating with God. Because as each of you know, as the world changes, we change. When we change the interior of ourselves, the exterior world will change. And that's what's happening now. Focus on feeling good. Know that things that are magically happening for us are also part of divine timing. And the only way to speed up divine timing is to align our frequencies with the event or the desire of our heart. And the way to do that is do some virtual reality in your mind and hold that idea, hold that divine frequency of your heart's desire. Hold it close to you. Know how it feels. Know that it's happening. And one of the words I use quite often is, I am in process. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how far down the line it's going to be that I'm going to be here, how much more work I need to do. I know I'm working internationally, gigantically, so I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. But I do know that everything happens correctly, not in my time, but in divine time. And as I hold the frequency that I choose to serve on this planet, each of you can hold that same frequency and then surrender and allow everything that's needed. One of the things you must remember as we are holding a higher frequency and maintaining your vibration is taking care of that physical form. What we eat, what we listen to, what we watch, what we read, the people that we come in contact with. You may have to hide out from some people because, or just be very honest and say, I can't be in your energy because it's detrimental to me right now. I'm holding high joy to bring in my highest joy. And that's not happening when I'm with you. I mean, that hurts people, but it may be what they need to hear to wake up. So we're all working at a very high level right now, and I'm just sit back in amazement a lot of times knowing that divine order is happening, that I am truly in divine hands, support in every moment. And you just have to know that in every decision that you make. So I did talk to those who are coming in late. I did talk about the meditation because in meditating, we have to automatically cease thinking. You can't think those thoughts anymore. And you have to go and find a higher vibrational thought. And that's what I do with my self-talk as soon as I wake up in the morning. And it took me a while to get this absolutely a habit, but it is a habit now. I wake up and I'm really happy. I know I'm going to have a great day. I can't even remember what I'm supposed to do that day usually. I have to go look at my calendar to see what's going on. If you're like me, I have to write everything down or I don't know because the mind's not remembering these details anymore. And I keep everything written. So I feel good when I'm kind of staying above, and I have lots of new clients right now. I'm staying in here probably in England the first week in December. I'm not sure yet. I'm speaking in London with a small group later on in the year and probably the first of next year too. But I'm just letting it flow. I'm not trying to make firm decisions right now because things are shifting and changing so quickly that it's impossible to do. And I'm not going to stress myself out worrying about the details right now. And I want each of you to know that we're in such a gigantic change, as I was reading to you about the 1111 gateway yesterday, the portal gateway to a higher. And when I checked myself this morning and yesterday morning, I was very clear. But I feel very happy that I can tell you guys that it's getting better and better and better. And each of you have the opportunity to manifest this great life, the greatest life that you've ever had on this planet is now yours. So I'm going to start. I'm thanking everyone who's calling in. We've got lots of call-ins. I'm going to start calling in some people that have been on the line for 40 minutes or longer and see how. First, let me know if you had any events happen yesterday and today with energy, with your 1111 portal, and then let me help you in any way I can. So I've got area code 415-416. This is Cindy. How can I help you? Are you just listening? Cannot hear you. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Oh, wait a minute. I almost heard. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, just down. It's off. On the
this
lowest
is Cindy.
Part.
This is Cindy. Can I help you?
Now. Yeah, the red light is on. Yeah.
Hey, this is Cindy. Can I help you? Okay, I couldn't hear. Sorry. Okay, I've got 780-482. This is Cindy. How can I help you?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, who am I speaking with?
Jay in Canada.
Jay in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
How are you today?
Doing pretty good. Just a little bit winded for all the stuff I'm doing this weekend, so...
Yeah, and how was yesterday for you? Did you feel the shift?
No, what I was doing is I was actually in a little bit of meditation and went to a group meeting talking about 1111. So it was an interesting day. So
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So you were open to shifting. You were open to change. Wonderful.
Thank you. That's the only way to go nowadays, eh?
yeah, exactly. You look really clear. I'm really happy for you. You look really clear. You're working it really hard. I appreciate you for holding such big light.
Thank you. It's been a rough year, actually. I do have a question for you, and probably applies to probably everyone that's listening on the call right now, is that how do you deal with the energy and frequencies with grief? Grief can be all over the place with energies and feelings and emotions and stuff like that. So how do you kind of keep it?
I've talked about this before with the grief because it's really hard. And when they pass away, I have to use virtual reality and bring someone into my – if they passed away, made their transition, it's easy. But I have the love of my life that at 56 was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and that can really mess with your heart and soul. And I have to allow a time, it would come up, and I'll cry a little bit and let it go until I could hold the high frequency and say, it's all in divine order. I don't understand everything. I have to convince myself that it's all in divine order until I believe it, A. And B, things happen beyond our control because we're on the planet. And the events that are going on now are gigantically amazing all over. And people are grieving for many things, for their homes, for their children that have been murdered. I mean, it is gigantic grief. Would you say that, Jay? So,
yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on,
There's a lot of stuff going on. So we have to continuously go. And I do talk out loud to people that have passed. I do meditations. And if I'm grieving, I talk to the person's higher self or the person's divine self. And one of the things I do with myself is I say, this life is a short life on this planet.
Yeah.
I'm here to hold light, and I'm going to let go of this grief and allow myself to process it with ease and grace, and I hold this person's higher self in my mind's eye and talk to them. I say, can you help me grieve for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because they really, but the person who, you know, if you have a broken relationship, you know, if you have a relationship that's not what you thought it was, it's just like a debt. If you lose a friend,
yes.
You know, I've had friends that I thought were all that, and I found out they were courting me and doing things not to my highest good. And because I'm such a trusting soul. But then I've learned from that event. And on this planet, many times we have to move on. If especially now, family members, so many people that aren't on the same frequency that you are, Jay, it hurts my heart to see them suffer. But what can you do? They're responsible for themselves. The only thing we can do is continuously work to hold our light. Ask me some more questions about that grief, because let me see if you've got any trapped emotions, Jay. Because you have a lot.
Well,
you got
sure.
a bunch.
Like, you know, like anger and things like that. So because I'm still, you know, dealing with it and then going through workshops for
yeah.
now. What?
I'm going to have to help you out someday because you got a lot. This could make you a little sick. So I'm asking that all trapped emotions in Jay at the present time be transmuted in his mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional bodies so that he can be completely and totally divinely filled with light without obstruction of any trapped negative emotion. Hang on a minute, Jay. It's going to take just another 60 seconds for me to get some of this out. Some of this you've been holding on to for a while. You know that.
Yeah.
Give yourself permission. I mean, I've been, not this, like August, I did a lot of crying. And I usually don't, but I've let things come in, and I've felt my heart, and it hurt my heart, and I cried. I did not hold it in. And then I went to the space where, okay, that hurt, but that what I was crying about something, but that situation was actually not what I was crying about. It was something else deep inside of me that needed to come out, and that emotion, that little bitty sadness, got bigger because I needed to leak out some of that emotion, if that makes sense, that pain or that hurt. Okay, Jay. Okay, you got it. All right, better? Better? You should feel a lot better now, Jay.
Thanks.
So
Thanks
I would
much.
Say give yourself permission, Jay, and if you need to be sad, say I'm going to give myself 10 minutes to be sad, then I'm going to get over it and move on. Okay? Easy said.
Okay.
It takes practice.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and thank you for your support, Jay. Bye.
Thanks, Cindy. Yeah, bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Now I have somebody from out of the country here. Who am I speaking with?
Hi,
hello?
Jumpy from Brazil. Hello?
Oh, it's Jumpy. Hey, Jumpy. I haven't heard from you in quite a while. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Did anything happen for you yesterday, Jumpy?
Actually,
on 11/11 day?
Yeah, I felt I need to be alone. To,
yes. Yes.
To be nature, to be with my dog, like to make an assessment of my life, maybe.
Yes.
It was really good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Did you go outside some?
Yes, I did.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me, Jumpy?
Yeah, what I've been feeling lately a lot is that sometimes there is a gap between the state of my spirit and my overall well-being, like the well-being of my body. and I was wondering how I could raise my overall well-being so that they could match better. You know, I don't know if I can express myself properly.
Okay.
But it, as
yes.
my body's not following my overall, yeah.
Gotcha.
That's it.
Gotcha. So, let me ask this question to my divine beings. Are there any obstacles in Jumpy's divine body or energy fields that are blocking his physical form from being 100% whole? And I get, yes, there is. I get 8, 9, 10. I get 16. Okay. So at the present time, Jumpy, I ask that all my divine beings remove 16 or more negative blocks and issues blocking his divine physical wholeness so that his body will be in line with his spiritual body, his emotional body, and his mental body, and that all four bodies are filled with wholeness, and that Jumpy accepts his divine wholeness and his, all of his energy being divinely aligned and attuned to high frequency. Okay, Jumpy, I got you.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. And Yeah, did you feel that? Yeah, it's pretty darn
good.
Yeah,
that's really good.
And you can
thank you so much.
You can feel it in Brazil, and I, you know, when I work with people, they feel it everywhere. So it's pretty all over the world. So it's pretty godlike. It's wonderful. I'm happy to be here. Thank you,
yeah.
thank you, Jumpy.
Thank you.
Have
so
a great
much.
Week. Let me know next week how your physical form's feeling. Okay. Thank
okay,
you, Jumpy.
Okay.
Bye.
So much. Bye.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, I think this is my friend Jan. I got 505-835.
Hey, darling. Good to hear you today.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Just in listening to everything, you know, on one hand, I feel like I'm in a really good space. I feel like everything
uh-huh.
is going to work out for me. It always has.
Uh-huh.
And that positive outlook.
Uh-huh.
But on the other hand, I feel like something's blocking me to get some things done that I want to get done. And I will feel like I can, and then I go to do it, and I'm just, I can't seem to focus on it, and it's getting
wow.
some things organized, or I just want to get some things cleaned up and organized and have that behind me and not feeling burdened with it. And it sounds real silly that I can't just go do it, because I can sit and look at it and think this shouldn't take long, and then I can't seem to do it. I can't.
Well,
it's like
you're sabotaging. Yeah, you're sabotaging yourself.
Okay,
so,
how can I shift that? Because I really
so
want to.
Thing, I know. First thing I want to do is just give you, I got to give you some energy. There's something.
Energy's been real low, even though my attitude is good.
Okay, be real quiet a minute, because I'm socking it to you right now. I want you to take a deep breath.
Thank you.
They're telling me I need to give you a booster shot.
Oh, good.
You need a booster shot of energy right now.
Yes.
Feel that. Know that. And you have to build your confidence. I can't explain it. I don't even know how. I'm just playing.
I know what you're saying. I feel that too. I just can't understand why it's there, but I'm aware that it's there.
Yeah, well, we're working on it. While I'm working on it, what happened yesterday? Did you feel really spacey in the morning when you got up or anything like that? How were you yesterday with 1111?
Well,
energy.
I wasn't really connecting with that. I mean, I had heard about it before yesterday, and then you're reminding me of it again today. But I didn't really acknowledge it yesterday. I did go to a Unity service because there's a nice group of people there. But when I got back home and I was planning to get all this stuff done yesterday afternoon, and it's like this heavy tiredness came over me, and it was like I could hardly keep my eyes open, and I had had plenty of sleep.
Uh-huh.
And I laid down thinking I would go into a deep sleep, and I couldn't go to sleep. And so I just was kind of dragging around yesterday. So I don't know if I was even connected to the 1111 energy.
Of course, I don't know what was wrong.
So
you just keep connecting in, and then it happens. You surrender to it. Sometimes I do see one person, and then I have to lay down. I can't. Something's going on. I don't know.
Exactly. I don't know what it is. Like I feel.
But I don't need to know. I pull off the side of the road and let them work on me. If I can't drive a car,
okay.
I'm in a store. I push the basket down and say, "Oh my God, they're working on me again." And I go sit in the car and come back and finish what I'm doing. I've been doing that for several years here in Santa Fe with the energies. So you need to be able to do that too. But we've got the. How many blocks and issues does she have now? None. Okay, I've got your energy down low, darling. You may have to integrate that some more.
I will. Okay.
Thank you, Jan, for your support.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, this is 404-372. Cindy Bentley here. How can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. It's Cherise.
Hey, Cherise. How are you?
I'm great. I had a pretty fabulous day yesterday. I got up in the morning and I meditated, and I was writing out everything that I want to have come into my life through this new portal of the 1111. And I went so deep in meditation, and I could almost feel my body didn't want to come out. It was very powerful yesterday.
Wow.
And I worked with a neuromuscular person to get more mobility into my hips, and my hips were just popping and opening all over the place.
Wow.
It was really wonderful. Yes. There was a lot of releasing going on.
Very good. And you look good today, that's for sure.
Thank you. You were talking about when you get up in the morning, how you self-talk to yourself. One thing I always like to do is I thank the Creator for bringing my soul back into my body, so my body and soul are aligned, and for filling me with joy, with happiness, with a real state of peace and contentedness. So I do that every morning. And I always ask the Creator to bring to me, into my life, everyone and everything that will enhance it.
Wow. That's good.
And then I add, make them of a high vibrational frequency also.
And the main thing I do is connect with my helpers. I got a lot of them. And I ask for... because I'm working every day. I'm asking for divine clarity in my choice, in the direction of my soul, in my service. Everything I do to serve, I'm asking that I be clear that what I'm doing is for the highest for everyone. So
I like that. I'm going to add that also for clarity.
I mean, I don't want to walk around confused. And if I keep in the knowing, I can make better decisions. I can move forward better. It's just a much easier life if I'm balancing with a knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty good. I still doubt, though, you know that.
Yeah,
I know things,
of course.
And I'll double-check. Then I double-check myself sometimes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, and thank you for listening, and thank you for support. And we're going to do a big meditation. So the 11-11, did you read anything else about 11-11 yesterday? It's about love. I have another thing that the Galactic was talking about. I'm going to read to y'all if we have time. I've got a couple more phone calls, and then I'm going to pull that up because it's some real good stuff on them yesterday, just to hit the high notes on that one. I sent it out to a few people. I might have sent it to you. I sent you some things, I know, just a few things that came through. But thank you for listening, and I will talk
thank
to you,
you
later.
Thank you, Cindy.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Sounds great.
So I've got 770-337. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Cindy from Atlanta.
Hi, Cindy.
Can you hear?
How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm on my commute home.
Oh, you had to work today.
I did, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get the chance to join in any of the live meditations yesterday, but I had a thought that came to me. One of those wordless words things I thought was pretty cool.
And what
I was
reading
this thing about, it was a thing about connecting with your angels, and I got the thought, we are always connected. It's just hearing us.
Yeah.
And so
I thought that was
really cool.
Yes, yes. And we're always connecting. It's about allowing ourselves to know and listen. And that's why when I'm doing my meditation morning, I ask for, I know I'm connected, but I want the clarity of that I am, you know, the clarity of the connection, the knowing that I'm divinely guided, that it's all good. And I'm so glad to hear from you, Cindy. Sorry you had to work.
Yeah. Because I have a lot of questions in my brain, and I don't really usually get a clear answer.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you could maybe just kind of check on me.
Yeah. And listen, if you get a chance, listen to the meditation at the end, because I'm going to do some work on clearing out. So I'm just doing some work on you now. In fact, I'm going to give you some energies right now, too. So just hang in there, Cindy. We've worked together a lot for many years. And is the home life better?
Well, it's, I try to be in gratitude, and when I'm in gratitude, I find things to be grateful for, and then I don't feel the need to change. So, so I'm really not improving the situation by being in gratitude in some ways, but in some ways I am.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it's really not changed.
But if it's time to change, you'll have to. You won't have a choice. Just like me.
Okay.
When it's time, divine timing.
Right.
But as long as you can find that happy spot and know that all's in divine order, then you're good.
Well, I kind of poke along without making decisions and doing things, and so I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but it's what I keep doing.
Uh-huh. I'm giving you some power right now, some strength and courage.
Oh, I feel it.
I'm
thank
aligning.
You.
I know you can feel it. It's about to knock me over here. So I want you to, and anybody else who's listening who needs a little power, you can, if you want to step into this bill, you can. And so it is. I give great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and so it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
And okay,
thanks for listening. Listen to me next week, too. We're going to do some more.
I will.
You usually just listen, not call in, but thanks for calling in. I think you needed that.
Yeah, I think I did. Thank you.
Okay. All right, darling. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And I have area code 470294. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Cindy, it's Karen.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
I need your help.
What's going on?
I am barely able to walk.
I already know.
You already
I'm
know.
I'm checking you now. Yeah. What did the heck happen to you?
God-awful family reunion yesterday, and it just about killed me.
You got slaughtered. You were like a lamb at the slaughter. My God.
Oh, thank you. At least I'm not in pain.
I don't think maybe
I unconsciously took them down. It was just awful.
It's your heart. It'll do it. Your heart happens and you let go of your heart, baby.
Let go of my heart?
No, you let go of the shields around your heart because these are some of the people you love. So,
yes, I love them. I don't like them.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So you
and there's
are not
one
clear
particular...
at all.
No.
I'm just clearing you right now. So let me do this.
Thank you.
How many people did Karen allow them to cord her yesterday? How many? Holy smoke. Six people had energy cords on you, taking your energy, Karen.
Oh, God. I knew it. I knew it.
You were feeding everybody.
Yeah.
With your life. I'm still working on it.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
No, you can talk a little bit.
Oh.
It's okay. And then I'm going to clear you. Is she clear now? No. It's still not clear.
Wow. I know one of them.
So I'm at all negative cords, hooks, implants. Negative energy, dark spirits, cut the cords. Burn them in the violet flame, heal with golden creator substance. Thank you, thank you, thank
you. One of them called me today to tell me how much she appreciated my help yesterday. She feels fantastic, and I did not even answer the phone. I heard it on the message, and I'm like, well, honey, I guess you do feel good. I feel like hell.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell her that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's your job, to hold your light.
Well,
you know,
that's...
We're in this space holding light, and sometimes we get places where we just love too much and we give too much and we get compromised. But you can always,
yeah.
I want everybody to hear this, you can always, always return back to your clarity. Once you've been there, you can always return. There's no going back to where you used to be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't understand, because every morning I ask Archangel Michael to clear me, and I'm just not doing it. I mean, or he's not. I don't understand why I ask to be cleared, and I don't. And it doesn't happen.
You're 100% now. But,
okay.
You know, you got to believe that it's happening and that you deserve anything that you take, anything that you allow. If you don't believe it, that you're deserving, that you have the power and the connection to have it all, then you're not going to
mm-hmm.
have it.
Okay.
If you're sitting back
I thought
saying,
I was,
oh, this is too much, this is too much, this is not enough, I don't know if this is going to work. If you have all these questions in your head, then, you know, and I'm having, I've got this person that I'm seeing, dating now continuously, and I don't know the end results. I'm not sure what's going to happen. It's okay right now.
Well, if I don't, problem is I stay so tired that I wouldn't have energy. If somebody came into my life, I would say, well, gee, that's nice. I was being tired before this family thing.
Well, don't talk about it now because we just cleared you out so you can have more energy.
Oh, got you. Okay.
So
I'm not tired now.
Just,
I am totally clear.
Yeah.
I am totally clear.
Yeah, you're real clear
got
now.
It.
And I'm just going to tell you, you've got to take care of your physical form. You've got to get exercise. You've got to take time to eat right. You have to. If you're in physical form and think you're going to hold a high frequency and run amok with your body, then it's, I'm just talking to everybody, Karen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Right. Well, I do exercise. I could exercise more, I guess. But I do almost every day.
Good.
I walk the dogs. I do 30 minutes of, arm, leg, core things.
Yeah,
I felt so good before all this happened that I actually ran a little. Now my shins hurt.
Good.
Which is odd for me. I mean, I walk every day. I walk the dogs, but they wanted to run, so we ran. And but then after yesterday, I'm doing good. No, you're right. Oops.
Yeah.
That's over. That's over.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're
I
catching
do.
Yourself,
I do.
Which is really good because you've got to believe what I'm saying, that you've got to believe in your power.
Gotcha. And I know that. I know that. So I'll do that. I'll just do that.
Yeah, as a divine being and a piece of God, when you limit yourself, you're limiting God working in your life.
Right. Right. Oh, okay.
And who wants to do that?
No, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want
to
limit.
So you have to. So I was going to talk just a little bit, too, about the gateway yesterday. I've got two more things pulled up, and then I'm going to do the meditation. So I got you clear. I want you to hold light and then listen to the meditation. But I want to
talk about yesterday.
So did you actually have the family reunion yesterday?
Yes, all day.
On 11-11? Oh, my God. It was 11-11-11 gateway. It was the gateway of divine love.
Yeah.
So, boy, did you open your heart up and get tested.
Oh, boy.
All right. So
I was doing my job, right? Okay.
Thank you so much. You're welcome, Karen. So I'm going to talk a little bit. This is from Galactic Heart. It talks about what happened yesterday, the 11-11-11 Gateway of Divine Love, and it's written by Arita Melchizedek. And one of the most powerful gateways that we've ever experienced is in 2018 was yesterday. Through this gateway, we experienced the next level of light codes that came through to us from our divine creator. The light codes and the activation of the diamond heart of purity and innocence in each of us that are on the ascension path. And seated within the loving hearts of all awakened souls, all of us that are ascending upon this earth, is the flame of divine love and the light codes of divine mother.
which spirals forth initially through the portal of the Divine Mother in Bolivia. And you guys know I spent a week in Bolivia in 2016 and stayed in one of the islands in Lake Titicaca. And that's where the crystal heart of Mother Earth has now found herself. It talks about the crystalline love that we're going into. We're undergoing a very unique initiation of light. So this is still happening, and we're still processing this today from yesterday. So all perceived challenges and lessons, remember that these always go back to loving ourselves. And this is what we're talking about with Karen. It all goes back to having a further acceptance, self-appreciation, self-love, releasing all blame and all judgment and anything that's similar to that in our thoughts and feelings, and just holding the loving vibration in our heart and soul. And this is the vibration of being home, of hearing and feeling and being united with the divine holy light of Mother, Father, God as we walk the path of love on this planet. And I'm going to do a little bit of this meditation and combine it with some of the work I'm going to be doing in just a little bit at the end of the show. And I appreciate all you guys listening. I know this is a holiday for a lot of people, and a lot of people have other things to do. So it says here, our entire biological system, the brain and the earth itself, work with the same frequencies. And that's something we sometimes forget, that in truth, we are all divinely connected in. And we're also connected to the earth itself as we are inviting and allowing higher frequencies to integrate with us. I wanted to mention a couple of books for holding high frequency. One is my The Vortex by Esther Hicks, that are channeled to Abraham information. And really it says one of the things you need to focus on more spiritual things. There is nothing more spiritual than to allow the true spirit that is you to flow through you into the physical life. So this is the time when you have to recognize that you are very spiritual. That you're not judging anybody. You're not judging yourself. Because all we know that all judgment is three-dimensional. So you can't judge anything, anywhere in the negative form. You want to say, I don't understand, or this is good. I know it's happening for a purpose. Then I pulled out a book I hadn't read in a long time. This was printed in 2002 by Jim Self and Roxanne Burnett. It's called Spirit Matters. It's a book, I guess a lot of you know about MasteringAlchemy.com, which is part of Jim Self, and over the journey, I've been able to work with him a couple of times. And I have some friends in Atlanta that do a lot of work with Jim Self's work. So what you want to do is when you're working with spirit, you want to have your tools that help you. You want to have your virtual reality. You want to have a list of those things that cause you to feel good. And you want to stay out of the things that cause you to feel bad. So when Karen was, when you were talking about your connection into the family members yesterday, you could ask your divine helpers for spiritual tools that would help you deal with all the energies, because there's so many energies there, and because you're such an open-hearted person. it was really easy for you to fall prey to these people who wanted to feed off of you. So he talks about be who you came here to be, which is what I'm doing. And that's another thing I ask for my helpers and my divine self, my higher self and my soul, to help me to manifest the life, the work, the healing work that I came here to do and be. All that I needed to be. And it's not about our age, where we live. It may be about where we live, I don't know. But it's not about our age, what our knowledge base is. It's all in divine order. We have to recognize that we are enough. We are here for a purpose, and we are enough. And we have tools to help us on this journey. We're not left here alone. He says you can choose to play the game you have always played, or you can step up to a greater platform of who you are with certainty, with personal power, with joy in your heart and soul. And you can ask for grace and ease in every moment of your life. You deserve it. It's not supposed to be painful. It's not supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be with much grace and much ease that we move forward. So I'm wondering if we do that enough. When it gets hard for me, I tend to decide that I'm not going to handle this anymore. There have been things that have happened with people now, and I tell them, this is not who I am. I'm not going to stay here and listen to this. Or they're on the phone with me, and I say, I can't listen to you any longer. When you get in a better space, I'll pray on you. When you get in a better space, we can talk. Or I say, well, I'm going to start doing some clearing work now, and then we'll be able to do a much better talk when you're in a better state of mind with more clarity. But you have to do that for yourself, because we're here to make the choices in our life of what makes us feel the best. So just by reconstructing a sentence or speaking to ourselves, we can create different experiences with very different results, because we can manifest that feeling and that outcome that we're wanting to have on the outside of us. And by changing the frequencies of our thought, we're changing the harmonics of matter. And then we apply the elements of love. And you can create and manifest your dreams, is what all about mastering alchemy is, mastering and creating the dreams. Because it is magic. I mean, Lord knows I couldn't imagine how everything has transpired day to day, week to week right now. But it is very magical, and I enjoy all of it very, very much. So he says it's time for all of us to find our clarity and to become part of the higher dimensions. And boy, I know that happened to me yesterday, and I'm still in a high today, a very high frequency in a higher dimension. He says alchemy is a natural state of wisdom. Magic is a natural state of who we are. And that's how we create heaven on earth, by accepting a magical life, that it's definitely happening, that we are allowing it. The veils of forgiveness and ignorance are being dissolved, and we are becoming the leaders, the healers, the light workers that we came here to be. And that's the truth. We really, really are. And know that all that's transpiring in your life is helping you to be a stronger light worker, because it's called light workers for a reason. And as we go on this ascension path, we're moving to a place that includes more of who we are and less of the noise of the world around us and outside of us, because we can sit with power and knowing and mastery of who we are. Our soul has the answers. If you can't get there, then find a place, be still, and listen to your soul, because it has the answer you're looking for. Do not resist. We're here. It's an evolution. We are changing. We are evolving. It's time. There is not a thing we can do to stop it. It's going to happen. We are doing it now. Some of us are doing it the hard way. Some of us are doing it a much easier way. I'm no longer doing anything with pain, because I want to work straight out of the fifth dimension and higher. And that's where we manifest very quickly. And I tell my clients that I work with, please, please, please be aware of all of your thought forms, of all of your awareness, because from every thought form, you are manifesting your life faster than ever. So if you get punched like Karen did yesterday, you got to go back to square one again and manifest in your mind. Well, before you go there, you start, when you know you've got a hard situation, you start manifesting in your mind how you want things to be, and it'll be that way. I promise you that. You just have to keep letting go and seeing a higher vision of what's going to happen and not start going into fear, because fear will, you're going to start manifesting negativity if you're going into fear. For sure. One of the things I do sometimes when I'm going into a field that may be contaminated, which thank God now I'm pretty well protected. I'm pretty high frequency now. I used to ask for a cloaking device a lot. A cloaking device was really nice. Let me be there, but don't let anybody see me. if it's something that you just want to hold energy without somebody courting you, then just ask to be protected with that cloaking device. You can hold the frequency, but you're not going to be contaminated with cords when you open your heart. So that was something else we could do. There's lots of things in Spirit Matters by Jim Self about tools that you can use to keep your frequency up. It's about integrating our heart and soul and letting that supersede the mind control, which is what we all want to do for sure, is to live out of our heart and soul at the highest level, which is really good. So I want to start now with everyone that's listening, and I've got a lot of people. They're all over the world. And I want each of you to find your comfortable place for us to do this meditation. And I'm also going to ask that we have a download of energies to help us with the 11-11 vortex that's still open a little. I'm going to ask for a higher level of frequencies and energies to come in and integrate into each of us. So take a deep breath. Realize that you're firmly connected in to the planet, that you are here serving the divine light of who we are. And we now ask that we be connected in to this vortex of energy, this divine loving energy, and that we're each ready and willing to open up ourselves to a higher level of love. And first of all, we're asking to take the higher level of love into our being. To this human form, we want to love it so much. I love, love, love my body. I love, love, love taking myself to new places. To new places and new magical evidence of being a divine being. It is now time for each of us to be in our divine being at the highest level. And we are accepting this new energy. And I see each of us opening up this portal to receive this high level divine frequency of love, the supportive love, the powerful, courageous love, the tenacity and vitality and strength that each of us need to be planted firmly on this planet as we hold the light of the shifting times, the energies that we hold. As each of us hold this light, the world is changing. As each of us hold in ourselves the divinity and the truth of our intuitive powers connecting and co-creating with God, as we hold this power, each of us are changing the world. We're changing the world outside of us to match what's inside of us. And we're grateful, so much appreciation and gratitude to be the light, to be the change that we want to see in the world. Take a deep breath. We've got some downloads coming in, guys. We're all doing this together because we're all light workers serving the greatest of all, the divine beings gathered together as we shift the light, shift the planet, and become more and more of the divine beings that we are. We thank you, God, for allowing us to move forward in our life, holding the light with grace and ease. We thank Divine Therapist Bay for bringing us the clarity, the safety of knowing that our intuitive voice is there. Trusting the intuitive voice within our soul. We welcome that voice to move us forward, to guide us in every moment as we make choices for our highest and best. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're asking Archangel Michael to stand before each person and put the shields of protection around each of us as we move forward in a higher frequency of light. And we ask for each one listening that you take your blue flaming sword and cut away all that is in any way blocking our transition to higher frequencies. And we ask that you stay with us and send your guardian angels with us as we change the world and change the energies of who we are and start to change the world we live in and every person that feels this new energy can assist with higher levels of divine love in their world, bringing it out from themselves
out to others, being the way showers that we are. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And then I want to call in the golden beings, which is the 12th ray of ascension, the gold ray. And that's the ray that I'm, that's where I'm from. Those are my home boys. And those are my home people, my golden people. I ask that you come in now, and each person that's listening, they are allowing and surrendering divine support from the gold beings and the Christ consciousness on the ascension path that we're on. That without fear, without compromise, with the knowing of the direction of our soul pathway, we continuously move into higher frequencies, being the light worker and holding the light of the divine being and serving as we know we can, as we believe the truth of what we are as divine light workers on this planet, volunteers to take us to the new earth. We thank these gold beings for assisting each of us. We let go of any negativity that we bring with us that compromises our human form, because the human form is no longer what we are. We are divine light beings. We are multidimensional beings. Many aspects of us are integrated because we are pieces of God on this journey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now we're calling in the diamond light beings and the rainbow light of the diamond. So we're calling in this diamond light. It's gigantically powerful. I love the diamond light. So powerful. And the diamond beings are here to help us. They're light beings too. And what we're going to do is we're going to take this diamond light into the core essence. Right behind our solar plexus, our core essence light. We're going to align this core essence light with the diamond light from the highest heavens, the highest universe. Whoa! I'm feeling it right now. This diamond light is into my core essence and into your core essence, lighting it up, so that we can continuously hold a higher and higher frequency of light. As we move forward, shining this light in every cellular consciousness in human form, and every aspect of us in dimensionality, any time, any place, anywhere, we're holding this core essence diamond light to shine. We shine it on the planet in our human form, and we shine it across the universe, because we're all changing. As the earth changes, it's like a domino. We're changing the earth to change all else, because we're all connected in together in every universe, in every soul, in every divine being. It's a big thing, guys. What we're doing is beyond our concept of big. It's gigantic. And that's why it's been hard for so many. But I promise you this, it's time for the hard times to be over. It's time to allow only the magical, divine support that we deserve
and the magical divine support that we know is here when only we ask, and they are already there supporting us, giving us exactly the level at which we deserve to have it, giving us the divine energies, frequencies, and light to take us on a journey of divine 11-11-11 portal energy. We've got it, and it's infusing us, and we are processing it in every cellular consciousness of who we are, because that's our job. Our job is to hold the light. That's why they call us the light workers. So now we give thanks to the diamond beings for helping us hold this light. And I'm calling in an even higher level. Well, they're all higher. They're all great. But they're telling me there's some physical, I'll need to call in some green light for healing right now, because there's some physical form, human forms, bodies, energies, physical energies that need healing. And all of those that need healing right now, I'm bringing in the green healing light from the divine beings. They're asking me to serve this community of listeners with a green healing of transmuting anything in our physical form that's blocking our physical energy to have more frequency, to have more energy, to have more vitality, to let go of the dilemma of not feeling well, not being whole in our physical form. I want to tell you that right now is the time that each of you need to be whole in your physical form, and we are having a healing now. And I give great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, guys, if you have somebody, we're holding this space of healing energy. If you have anybody that you want to put in this energy, please do so right now. We have a few minutes left. Put them in this green healing energy field to heal them. I'm doing that for my friend to heal. And now we ask that each of us, as we go through the week, we're giving great thanks to the divine for this energy field that we now have in all that we are in all dimensions. So I'm giving you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the divine. We'll be here next week at 3 o'clock Mountain Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Time. And in Central Time, it is 4 o'clock in Central Time. So, and it's all over the world, so you guys know where you are. In London, it's 10 o'clock at night. But next week, we're going to talk some more about holding our frequencies. And whatever questions, if you'll email me your questions, if we've got something else you want us to discuss and work on. It's been a good journey. I love you all. Thank you for listening. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's it.
Just tell yourself, doctor, after your classes, that you've gone through.
Hey, Bob, can you hear me now?
I can.
How are you?
I am so sorry.
What happened?
It was crazy. I had dentist this morning, and then I had my joint class. I had to go to
Yeah, you're getting pre-op. I know you're getting pre-op. Oh, God. Because I messed up and called you the other day when you were doing pre-op. I'm so sorry.
I'll be here. I'll be seeing you on Monday, that's for sure, because I won't be going anywhere.
Oh, thank you so much. It was all good. We didn't have many calls. I had three others that hung up.
What? I had six on there.
Well, I had more than that, but three of them after I talked to them, then they hung up.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. I had three. I had some new people, and I answered their questions, and I said, now listen to the because the meditation was big, because we had that 11-11 yesterday.
Yeah.
What happened to you? I was going to ask you, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. None of us are perfect. At least you went in the kitchen making tea like I did the other day. Yeah. And the whole world heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I need to advertise more. When I send out the advertisement for the link, I need to start putting it on Facebook more. I quit doing that. And maybe you could do it too, because we have some different Facebook friends. I need to start putting it on Facebook. I know MailChimp puts it on Facebook, but I need to put it on again on Monday mornings when I do it. And guess what? I didn't tell you this. I got a 5 o'clock dentist appointment. I had two cavities and a cracked crown, so I'm fixing to go to the dentist too. What's going on?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Remember
I showed you on that place? I have a cracked crown and two cavities. Remember I showed you that place? I went Friday to the dentist because I knew it was a cavity. Well, it was. So I'm going to be sitting in that freaking chair for a couple hours. So
Nancy went into the dentist, and she's got a crack in her tooth.
Crack in my crown.
Oh, no.
Hi.
And
I love you.
Have it moved.
Wisdom tooth. My only wisdom tooth pulled, and it's a crown and a root canal. And there's cavity below where the crown is, and I couldn't feel it because it's a root canal.
Because I've never had any dental problems in years. I had a little bit a few years ago where I had an abscess, but I had had a cavity in God knows how many years, 20 years, and all of a sudden I got two cavities. And you got two? Isn't that crazy? And we brush our teeth. So I got a five. I went and had them cleaned, did x-rays Friday. So today I go in at 5. They stay open until 7. I'll probably be in there till 7 because they'll do the crown and do the fill. Maybe I won't be in there that long.
Well, I got to tell you
If you have to get a new crown, I'm sorry, Steve. If you have to get new crown, that's big. Yeah.
I am getting a new crown. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a gold crown that they're going to take off. And
yeah, I have one.
Because I have a pocket in there that when they put a new crown on, they'll fill that pocket at the same time.
So you had stuff too then. All three of us have all this
shit.
Going on? This is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been years.
But I got to tell you, I use a Sonicare toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
And I use also a water pick. And Nancy got a, it's a Sonicare water pick. But I got to tell you, when I had my teeth cleaned today, she said your teeth were pretty great, in pretty good shape. And it's been years since I've been to the dentist.
Oh, no, I go twice a year.
No.
Not anymore. You're going twice a year from now on.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible,
isn't that
Cindy,
something?
The timing.
That's I know, all three of us got it. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, guys. Oh, let me tell you what I did. I ordered 12 jars of stevia yesterday by accident. I ordered, it was buy two, get four free. Well, I thought the order didn't go through because they sent me an email and said, oops, you forgot your order and we're going to give you $5 off. So I ordered it again. So I'm going to get 12 jars of. But I'll use it. You know how I keep my teas going all the time. I'll use it. John spent the night last night and took me to breakfast, and we're doing pretty good. We're pretty thick. He's telling everybody I'm his girlfriend. So, yeah.
And that kind of took your breath away, didn't he?
Well, kind of. It's good. It's good because he's just a good person. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He is.
He's just, he's a real good man. And we'll see what happens. I'm just saying about you.
And you're really good. And you're really good for him.
Oh, real good for him. Because he's already started changing things. Because, I spent the night with him Thursday night and stuff. Saturday, he got a worker to his house, and he got the fireplace working. He got the thermostat fixed, a whole new thermostat. He got a new commode on the upstairs. I mean, he's really trying, now that the girlfriend's coming over, he's trying to work on the house, thank you, God. He had to be depressed. Yeah. So he's doing, let me tell you, I put the stuff, I got him high last night, y'all, but the marijuana salve that I have?
Uh-huh.
I got pure marijuana lotion. And because, I don't know if I told you, I fell on a piece of big iron on Friday morning, hit my hip, my titanium hip. So I had a girlfriend come over Saturday and bought all these sprays, and then I had her put the marijuana on my back and hip because it's hurting. Well, then she got high. I thought, I forgot to tell you. She says, is this just CBD? I said, no, it's pure marijuana. She says, oh, my God, I'm high as a kite, and I got to go. I said, well, I asked you if you wanted any gloves. And so then I thought, oh, my God. So I laid out the brittle, but he didn't get into that. So I said, maybe I need you to rub this lotion on my hip that I fell on Friday when I took you to take your car, So he got so high that he was just like a joke when we went to bed. At 8 o'clock, he said, I think I got to go to bed. And because, he's never been high in his life. And he got so silly and stupid, and then he just fell asleep.
Oh.
So did he know he was high?
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. He just thought he was high on love, honey.
Oh, God.
And so he wanted to take me to breakfast this morning. He's been really good to me. He's been really good to me, y'all. So he wanted to take me to breakfast this morning. I said, I'm going to go to my favorite place. And if you go with me, I don't want to hear one bit of bitching. I said, I'm tired of taking you places and listening to you bitch about it. But this is my, he said, okay. So we went to the Iconic Coffee, and I had my regular omelet with gluten-free toast and raspberry, not jelly, but, compote, whatever it is. It was fabulous. He had the same thing. He didn't. I said, not a word, not a word. So I said, okay. he's getting it. But one of my friends said, he has a lot of trapped anger. So I cleared that anger from him, and he's really much better now, much, much more relaxed, you know, if that
oh,
makes
very
sense.
Cool. Yeah.
So he's getting it, and he's still got some problems. I'm not sure what all's wrong with him. But he's still got some problems with different parts. But I'm going to make sure he takes care of himself because he keeps saying he's old, you know.
Oh.
And you can't do. Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
No can do. So and you know, I don't think it's going to last forever. I'll just be real honest with you. But it's good right now. I'm not trying to do anything, but just, you know, have a good friend. So,
yep.
Well, thank
yep.
you, Bob.
You
I'm
never,
glad.
But
so, what? Go ahead, Bob.
But you never know, Cindy, how this will work out.
No, I don't. I'm not perceiving it anyway. I feel really good with him.
And he's changing.
Oh, definitely. Dramatically.
Yep.
Dramatically. And, you know, I took he's got that double chin, and, you know, I took Wynn to Dr. Chin in Albuquerque and had a consult, and he had a double chin exactly like John's. And I took Wynn down there, and he had it done in the office for $2,000, and you saw how good he looks. And I'm just dying to offer this to John because it makes him feel a lot better when he looks in the mirror and he doesn't see that long neck, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I hadn't mentioned it yet.
Well, I really don't know what it's like to really have a chin. You know, it kind of goes from the end of my chin right there, and it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been that way. Big neck.
Yes.
In fact, Nancy, when she saw me without my goatee and stuff on, she mm-hmm. says, "You're right. You don't have a chin."
I'm looking at yours right now, please.
Are you saying I have to go to the chin doctor, honey?
Oh, God. Y'all. You know what? It's hit 15 minutes before my dentist appointment. I got to go. I got to put some sheets on
and run. Oh, God, you better go.
Okay.
I forgot. I love you. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.